prophets were primarily responsible for administering God's kingdom by reminding the people of their covenant obligations to God and of the consequences of their obedience and disobedience. But what does prophecy have to do with this? Wasn't prophecy mostly about seeing into the future? What was the main purpose of biblical prophecy?
Many people believe that the purpose of biblical prophecy is to tell something about the future. Well, of course, that's incredibly significant and important to biblical prophecy. As a matter of fact, a false prophet is one who mistells the future. It's not the main purpose of biblical prophecy. Rather, biblical prophecy was a way for God to communicate to his covenant people in a way that would either encourage them to continue on the path in which they're on, or to dissuade them and to encourage them towards repentance, that they might return to a path that they should be on. So biblical prophecy is not so much about prognostication of future events as it is about proclamation of God's words to his people, requiring them either to return to him from a path of disobedience or to encourage them along their way in covenant faithfulness to continue seeking him and following him.
The main purpose of biblical prophecy, as far as I could tell, from the books of the prophetical writings in the Old Testament, is actually not to prophesy about the future Messiah, but it is for the purpose of trying to bring God's covenant people back into the proper relationship with him. So, for example, the purpose of the prophets like Isaiah is to get the folks in Judah to come back into a right relationship with him, being faithful to their covenantal obligations. Of course, they give messages of hope, and that hope is what points us to Christ. But ultimately, the main purpose is for God's prophets to speak to their own people in such a way that they would be drawn back into the proper relationship with God, turning back from their sins that they have committed over the centuries, and instead living in a right, proper way, doing justice and loving God and walking alongside him.
So, when we study prophecy, one of the major questions we have to ask is, what's the main purpose of prophecy? In a lot of popular level contemporary literature, it tends to focus on trying to tease out the mysterious details and get a timeline as far as this event versus that event following next. And prophecy then becomes a study more for intellectual exercise, cognitive information. But biblical prophecy itself, when Yahweh inspired the prophets, it was primarily to move the people to obedience. So it wasn't so much content and information oriented as much as functional. Yahweh's primarily calling the people to obedience, calling them repentance, for those that are already obedient, to persevere in faith and obedience, to those that are disobedient, to repent of their sins. So it's primarily to move the people. If you will, biblical prophecy, Yahweh would reveal to the people that judgment was coming, but for the purpose that this could be avoided if the people would repent. Or he would reveal to the people, this is the blessing that's in the offing, but that was with the assumption that if they continue to persevere in faith and obedience. So it's almost, if you could think of a highway with exit ramps, where the prophet would tell the people that they're on a path of danger and this is what's at the end of the road, but there's an off-ramp. And so it's not simply that this is set in stone, that there's a calendar that we have to fulfill in the future, but it's primarily giving the people a providential edge, if you will, that this is your fate, but this is a fate that can be avoided if there's repentance.